This is the best of MZ. We're playing the greatest moments in MZ history since 2006. 2010.
Well, Tom, do you want to do a couple of freestyle?
Oh, shoot.
Raps?
Tom.
Oh, well, Zach's over here challenging
let's
you.
Let's hear some beats.
I don't know.
I actually don't freestyle.
Mike's acting like he didn't prepare.
This is
prepare.
What I want to say.
I'm totally not prepared for this.
Let
me actually say something here about that exhibit video, okay,
yeah.
For real. I was not freestyling. He was freestyling. I was just kind of rapping some verses that I'd had in my head that were floating around for years. So I did that over a beat that I knew was coming. And then he came in off the cuff.
I gotcha.
So you know that was awesome.
Well, that's actually great because Eminem did the same thing.
The guy who was DJing is my friend Mike Simpson from the Dust Brothers.
Yeah,
and he made the album Paul's Boutique, BC Boys' second album.
All right.
Produced all the beats on there, or a lot of them. I don't know the exact details.
Yeah.
But the Dust Brothers, and he made that beat and he dropped that beat and then rapped over
sick.
It. And then Exhibit was laughing, and then I handed him a mic and he actually rapped, which is I'm going to prove right
disclaimer.
Now to the world that I cannot freestyle. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
I got some beats here for you.
No
disclaimers. No disclaimer. Okay. You're making me a little nervous is what I want to say.
I mean, you got something like this.
It's like this.
What?
Yo.
Let him hear all of them, then he can pick which one he wants to do.
I've got four for you.
Man.
I've got this one.
Can you
one?
Write down some buzzwords for me?
Sure.
Some keywords.
Do you want some keywords?
Let's
give you a
write
theme.
Down all your names and the name of the show.
Yo, 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 yo.
Write down something about the poodle.
Oh, yeah. Tom Green.
Oh, shoot.
Poking on some green.
Write down
MZ Live.
Write down MZLiveOnline.com is what I'm saying. Yeah. MZLiveOnline.com.
He's going to have a liquor to plug, too.
MZLiveOnline.com.
Some kind of a cabassier of some sort.
Cognac. Drinking some beers, drinking some coffee.
Let's get some Texas.
Oh, there you go.
Here we go.
All right.
What beat you want? What beat you want? This one?
Yeah.
You can pick. I got one more.
Okay.
TG.
Did you make all these beats?
No, I just made that last one. I like this one.
This one's a little scary.
Yeah,
It's a scary beat. It lacks energy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good because you're getting ready to do ICP thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, ICP. Yo. This one's a little too crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
So you want to do this one? Or is that way too much, isn't it? Or
you want a little slower?
All right,
Did you like that first one?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
That's actually a Michael Zavala creation.
That's it.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Kick it.
MZ Live Online. My name is TG on the mic, drinking beers on the mic. Now I'm easy on the mic. Now I'm greasy on the mic. You talk about this, you talk about that, but I can drop a fat rap at the drop of a hat. Eat you up like tobacco. I don't smoke tobacco. Eat you up like a taco. Eat you up like a taco. I don't smoke tobacco, but whatever I just smoke. Holy mackerel, my name is TG. Let me rock this now and pass it over to my man, Yao.
Oh, here I go now. Yao is my name because the girls go,
wow.
On my left, that's right, not right. And the girls are like, oh my god, you're you. And he's like, yeah, I'm me, I'm TG. But you sure I haven't heard that, ho.
That was pretty good.
An album. Like that?
That's nice.
That's good.
Give me a pen so I can begin to write a new rhyme, start a new trend.
That's right.
Sound the alarm. I'm dropping a bomb. I'm giving you flashbacks like the second Vietnam. Now, you want a rhyme like mine? You gotta sign the contract on the dotted line. I got you strung out. You never hung out. TG. MC Live Online number one out. Beats raw, that's why I'm sure after this is doped out, I can dope you more. I got another jam, guaranteed to slam. My name is TG, that's who I am. Rhyme superb, some say splendid. Biting is intended, but I don't recommend it. Let's go back to the system. Everybody, it's your time to ride the rhythm, huh? Here we go, MC Live Online.
Tom Green, everybody.
Everybody have a chicken sandwich.
Busted rhymes.
Have a chicken sandwich.
Like a doodle.
Let me tell you how many rappers we've had on this show.
Beer.
And
flipping the lip and the ripping it up and the ripping it up like that.
Twist in the building. Ladies and gentlemen.
Go with the flow and the show when you people that don't know. to go with a pro and show with your people that don't know. I leave my jacket open, let my fresh threads show.
Hey.
He's the white boy from the
That's to, up to Mr. Big Stuff, MC Penn in Ottawa, Canada. From Organized Rhyme, that was his rhyme. I remember that. I pull lines that I remember from when I was a kid out of my head.
Organized Rhyme was...
You can check it out on YouTube.
Yes, you have to. Check the OR. I know all the words.
I see what they did there.
Organized Rhyme. Yeah, you can go on YouTube.
It is so awesome.
I was in a rap group when I was in high school. And that was 20 years ago.
2019.
So this is not a best of. In fact, I think this is our first official air check in the new studio.
You think?
We've been playing around with a lot of stuff, so I think this is our first official air check of the new studio.
In the dark.
That's fair.
Yeah, we are sitting in the dark just
and
because it's
with something.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? This is the official new studio. We are officially out of our little rabbit hole we were in for
Can we go back?
Months. Oh, yeah. That voice you're hearing is Coach. He does a tennis podcast.
The only
tennis podcast, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the name of the podcast, though.
Well, we found out, so he's not a good podcaster. We found that
True.
Out. So he's got to be good at something. And we found out he's good at measuring and making out a template and hanging studio sound insulation.
That's not true. This place looks awful.
That's because Spider and I finished it up.
Yeah, we did most of it.
Yeah. But anyway, so this is, I'm excited. We're not going to do a full show today. We're still in the process of setting things up
I'm
and testing stuff
about
out.
That.
About what?
Not doing a full show.
Oh. Well, you don't do a full show anyway. You're passed out usually by then.
I know.
I want to thank everyone who, you know, helped us move into the new studio. So we'll start out with Jaime.
Wait a minute.
Who barely did anything. So Eric comes up in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And Eric's like, you know, because we needed to move some of the other stuff from our last studio. We've been here all week setting up the new stuff. And we needed to move some of our stuff from the last studio to here. And so Eric shows up around, what, 11, 1130?
No.
10:30.
I get here like at 10.
10.
Oh, yeah. It was at 10. Because you got here at 9:30. I got here about 10, maybe like 10 after.
And Spider was here before me.
Yeah.
Spider was here at like 8:30 or something.
I wanted to get this over with.
Well, that's my mindset too. So I told Michael, I was texting him. I was like, well, we're going to wait till 12. Was it 12? Whenever he was ready? Yeah. No, you said 11.
Yeah.
That he was going to be at the studio, other old studio, and move stuff.
Right.
I already knew he was going to be late. And I was like, I kind of want to get this over and done with.
Yeah, you had plans. We've got a lot of things to do.
And I told him, and I was like, I told Michael, I was like, well, why don't I think we could fit everything in our cars? So let's just put it in our cars right when I get there and move everything right now instead of waiting for Jaime. So, Michael's like, well, let's wait for him. In the meantime, you can go get me another TV at Walmart. And then by the time you get back...
Yeah, all right, so we text Jaime at 11. Jaime's in the shower.
It's awesome because it was exactly like that. Hey, Eric, go get me a TV.
Well, he didn't ask me. He's like, well, somebody can help me.
I threw out the suggestion.
It was also a if you want.
Yeah, if you want. But yeah, I wanted him to do it, but I didn't want to demand. So I just said,
but
if you want, if you're looking for something to do, we need a TV. If you want to do that, just go get a TV.
By the way, the most important thing so far, that was a great Jaime impression.
Which one? Who did it?
Eric.
Go ahead, Jaime.
I didn't do a Jaime impression.
You just did.
That was a Michael impression.
Well.
By him, like.
There you have it.
He was like, you know, he likes to save or ask for things, but not really ask for them, but kind of just put them out there and
passive,
hope.
Aggressive.
Yes, hopefully
is what we
call somebody,
that.
You know, takes it on.
Yeah. I just wish somebody would do this. But anyway, so Eric went to go grab the TV. When he gets back, I'm like, all right, we had a guy, a friend of mine, Clayton, and his wife, Paige, came in, and they really did the hard stuff that we couldn't do.
We could have done it. It just would have taken us.
Yeah, and we probably would have burned down the
times
building.
As long.
Yeah.
And yeah, no doubt you would have drilled into some electrical
wire
or something.
So whenever I'm in doubt as far as like any kind of like home improvement type situation, I call Clayton, friend since high school, junior high, really, probably. And he knows how to do things. He comes in, this is your problem right here. And he just fixes it up and it's done.
And a real handyman.
Yeah. He came in with a tool belt. Which one of us here had a tool belt?
A real Tim Allen, if you will.
More power. Yeah. Eric comes in with the TV and Clayton's waiting to put on this other TV on the other side of the wall. And we can hang it ourselves, but you know, I'm real OCD about this stuff and I don't want it to be crooked or whatever.
And plus the stuff to hang it is at the old studio.
Right.
So, that's right.
So I said, Eric, can you run to the old studio? Jaime's there ready to go. You guys just load up. Spider and I had already moved half the stuff in there. There was very little stuff left.
Mm-hmm.
And so Eric's like, yeah, I'll go ahead and do that, blah, blah, blah. He goes over to the other studio. It takes him like an hour, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Maybe it wasn't that long, but and our old studio is 5 minutes from here. Not even 5 minutes.
Whenever I got here, you're like, oh, he's already there.
Yeah.
Already loading the stuff. I was like, oh, I got to get over there to help him, you know?
And what was he doing when you got there?
No, when I got there, he was just standing in the hallway waiting for us to get. He thought it was going to be us, like me, Spider, Michael, to go in there and to go load up this stuff. And then I said, and he goes, hey, man, where y'all been? Where y'all at? And I was like, what do you mean? I was all like, you're supposed to be loading the stuff. I said, you're already here. I said, did you load it already or whatever? Because I knew it was like only a few things. And then he was like, nah, man, that's what y'all supposed to do.
He said, and then he calls
I'm
me.
I'm only the driver.
He's like, he calls me. Hey, man, I said y'all can use my Jeep.
Yeah.
He said, I wasn't supposed to do anything. I was supposed to move something. I said, God forbid you burn a calorie. Helping Eric out. I said, all right. I said, don't do anything. I said, all I need is a TV and the mount here. We'll figure everything else later. We don't need you. So anyway, no, he helps. Did he help you at all?
No, he didn't.
So you loaded all that up yourself?
Well, okay, this is what I did. So, he was going to do something because I was like, well, he's like, come on, man, bring this stuff over here. So then I went in there. It was the two tabletops and the legs. And the other legs for the other one.
Yeah.
And I forgot what else it was. A few things.
Bags of foam.
Yeah. That was easy. And the chairs.
Yeah. That's
and the two chairs. Or five chairs, really. I put him right there by the door, and I left him there. He was on the phone the whole time talking to, I think the first time he was on the phone, he was talking to like a bill collector.
Oh.
Or something like that.
I ain't
going to
pay you, man.
Yeah. Or he was setting up a payment. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Then
something shady, though.
Yeah, and then about the time I loaded all the stuff into that one corner for him to like pick it up and put it in his car.
Yeah.
And the reason why I did that was because it was a new car, and I didn't want him to blame me for putting it in there or scratch something. So I was like, I'm gonna let him do that. So anyway, so then I'm still putting stuff over there. Then he's calling somebody else and not even doing it just on the phone. I'm like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
I was like, me and Michael could have came over here at 10 o'clock.
And done it ourselves
like in 10 minutes.
So he did, I will give him credit, he did bring a table leg up here along with I think his drink that he left here that we had to throw away.
Oh my God.
But it was just a big. So Jaime helped out, Eric helped out, Spider's been, without Spider we would have been so far behind, I'll tell you that. And then a coach came up here yesterday and blood, sweat, and tears. Probably more blood than anything else. I got blood on my tape measure.
This is your own blood.
No, that was his.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You drilled your finger.
Yeah, I drilled my finger yesterday. But I'm good now.
Who did?
Mike did.
I did. Oh. I had a blister this morning when I woke up, but it popped, so I'm good.
Did Del ever show up?
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everybody but Del. So thank you guys for the move. The cool thing is, if I want, I can turn my mic off and still talk to the guys.
Yeah, but that makes no sense for radio.
No, I didn't hear you. Try it again.
But what if I wanted to say something about, like, you know, and I don't want to have that on the air?
Well, you know, you've said it on the air before. I don't see what the problem
is. True. Yeah. I'll say it again. The show sucks.
It needs to be said.
Oh, did I say your name? Sorry.
Yeah,
I need to cut that out.
Well, nobody
won't believe it.
Let me say it in your headphones so they don't hear it.
There we go.
There we go. So we have a talkback system now, which we never had before. So I can be like this. Eric, your story's running too long.
That's coming through the mic.
I know. I was just giving him an example.
This bit's running too long.
Eric, wrap it up.
Oh, thank you. I always do. Thanks.
Always do. Cling. But anyway, yeah, that's it. We'll get on with the rest of the best stuff because this definitely wasn't it.
2016.
Eric's got a game. We don't know the name of the game.
Okay, well,
What is this a game
I
about?
I want to take Bobby's old game.
Okay, yes. Game.
Name of the game. Bobby's
it was
have
you
game.
Have you seen it? But
no.
Well, thanks for stealing my stuff.
But
there,
no,
Eric.
But it's better. I made it better.
It's Bobby's game, but better.
Yeah,
you tweaked it.
But have you heard it? Bobby's was have you seen it or something like
seen
that.
It. Have you seen it?
Yeah, but mine's have you heard it? And it's only with music. It's going to be top 20 hits that were in the 90s.
Oh, Bobby's going to win this one.
But more in the late 90s. I have a mixture of pop, alternative, and then a few are probably just one mainstream.
To make
rock.
It fair, we might have to turn down Bobby's headphones so we can't really hear it.
Okay.
So that we have a fair chance.
I listen to heavy metal. I don't listen to main, you know,
that's
top
true.
40.
Nickelback.
You know what, Bobby?
Well, Michael's over there saying, I've got an advantage. No, I don't.
Well, you have a better memory of the 90s than we do.
Okay.
Yeah, you were kind of coherent in the 90s.
Yeah.
I didn't know what was going on. I was watching TV most of the time.
Yeah, you were watching cartoons.
All right.
So the name of the game is Flashback to the 90s.
All right, let's play a theme for it. Right,
so excited.
There we go.
That's the same thing I always get after every game that I make.
Go ahead
and do
your game trivia.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Have You Heard It with Eric Starr.
Can I get a raise in here, please?
And ladies and gentlemen, here is your host, Eric Starr.
Okay, I don't know what production company I'm with, but I need a new intro for my games, please.
A little sexier.
I know.
All right.
I'm just kidding. No.
Maybe like a Cosby theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and
like
gentlemen.
It's time for Eric's game.
Y'all better get ready.
That beat like reminded me of that old school song.
This reminds me of Whitney Houston and Tina Turner.
I get lost in love with you. Didn't it? Like the beat goes with that. Yeah.
This is the Cosby theme song.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. Sarah, what are you doing awake right now, Sarah? You're supposed to be passed out when you hear this.
This After Hours, Bill Cosby. Is this really Bill Cosby?
Yeah, you can't tell?
I don't want this.
This is when they're dancing?
Yeah, go back to The Price is Right.
Oh, now he's okay with The Price is Right.
Okay, that's more like it.
All right.
Okay, how do we play the game?
Okay, so Michael is going to play a clip, a short clip of like a few seconds, and it could be any part of the song, and you have to guess either the song or the artist who sang it or the band who sung it.
What if you get both?
So I'm okay with either three.
Do we say our names or do we shout it out?
Yeah, so he'll put the clip. If you recognize the clip during any point, say your name. We'll stop the clip so you can announce whatever you think.
Fine.
That it is.
All right. So do we want to do clip one?
Yes.
All right.
Go in order. It's
been Bobby.
Sarah. Sorry.
Naked Ladies.
What's the title?
Sarah, 1 week.
I got it already.
One week since you looked at me.
Well, I said either the band, the name of the song, or the...
All right, Bobby's got one more.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Really?
It's been.
Okay.
I like
that
song.
So Bobby has one.
All right, clip two.
Chris.
Bobby.
Chris is first.
Chris got it.
Maybe one more time, Brittany.
Yes!
Baby.
Oh, I was going to say NSYNC. I know that song, too.
NSYNC?
I know. But I knew it was one of those NSYNC, Britney Spears, or Backstreet.
Girl, I just heard the intro, and I was like, Brittany.
No, no, no.
Right. Here goes clip three.
Chris.
Bobby.
Oh, Chris got it.
Christy Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle.
Bobby, how do you know these songs?
Oh, I thought he didn't know.
Oh, he listened to hardcore music.
He listened to hardcore heavy metal rock.
Yeah.
Death metal.
He's doing bad.
I've been around you guys way too long.
Oh.
Not
whatever.
Since the 90s. All right, here's clip four.
Chris.
Damn.
Have you ever by Brandy?
Have you ever?
It just came on the first.
I already knew it, boo.
Yeah, it was like.
I already knew it, boo.
Right. She barely even said, open her mouth.
He said Brandy.
I already knew
that's
it.
Girl, that's Brandy. I know.
My brain is working.
Remember that Brandy and Monica song?
Yeah, the boy is mine.
That boy is mine.
Dang, I already got three. I'm whooping y'all asses.
All right, here's clip five.
Chris.
Gosh.
I didn't even get a chance to hear it.
Iris.
It's like
the
click,
Google
Chris.
Dolls. Iris by the Google Dolls.
Is it? A picture. Yes, it is, Basha. They barely opened their mouth and go, Chris.
I love
that.
To win.
I don't even think they said anything. It was like the tone of a musical instrument.
That's
if they ever have this on TV, call me. We'll win the $1 million.
This is funny because he barely played like a millisecond.
Chris.
Yeah.
Chris,
Mr. Sapphire, you must wait until the song is completely done.
No, you don't have to. It's whatever.
Winning is winning.
All right, so Chris has four, Bobby has one. Here goes clip six. Like double cherry pie. Oh, I
Bobby.
Know
this song.
Bobby. Oh, Bobby.
I Smell Sex by.
Well, you don't have to. Is that the title?
Yeah.
Does he win? He wins already, right?
Well, I'm trying to think.
I know the song,
the Heartbreakers.
Darn, but I can't think of the name. Chris.
Well, I mean, he kind of got it.
Yeah, he got it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is it called Sex and Candy?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Who sings that?
The Heartbreakers.
Something. Oh, what the hell is his name? Like I can't remember what his name is.
I'm going to download this when I get home.
All right.
Well, I can cut it right there.
I Smell Sex and Candy.
Clip 7.
I'll think about it here in a minute.
Michael.
Oh.
Damn.
He just wanted to be the
I
first
know you're
one.
Playing, Michael.
What? We're allowed to do that.
And TLC.
Up.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
Damn. Sitting on a passenger side of a desperate ride, trying to holler at me. Yeah.
That was my jam back in the day.
That was the jam, boo.
When I was wearing my pink shorts and blue shirt.
Pink shorts. Your JNCO jeans.
And a hood.
Yep.
All right. Clip 8. Waiting,
watching. Come on, Bobby. It's 4 o'clock.
It's got to stop. This one,
Bobby.
I
don't know this one. Bobby.
Is this Stone Temple Pilots?
Nope. Take no
more. She practices her Marilyn Manson.
No, it's not.
Pearl Jam?
Mm-mm. But yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
what's the name of that song? Yeah.
I don't remember.
But she got the artist, right?
Yeah,
so she's doing.
Yeah. All
right,
yes,
so
it's one.
Sarah.
It's Better Man.
Sarah Michael 1, Bobby 2, and then Chris 4.
Yeah, it's Better Man.
So it's really
Man
between Bobby and Chris now because we have two more clips left.
I've never heard that song.
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yeah,
I've heard it.
That's a Better Man.
That's by Pearl Jam?
Those 90 rock bands almost always sound the same. I mean, it sounded like Stone Temple Pilots at first.
Everybody was very depressed in the early 90s.
Yeah, we were. We hated everything.
Movement. Oh, my gosh.
Then the Spice Girls came and changed everything.
Revolutionary.
Yes.
Clip 9.
Bobby. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I knew that
Oh, man. Oh, that's right. All right, clip 10.
It's
the last clip.
3 and 4. So what happens if I get the next one? We're both tied.
We'll figure that out. I'll hum
the next
a song.
The next one is worth 2 points.
All right.
Let's put it that way.
All right. If it's a tie, it's worth an extra point.
Yeah.
So if you get it, you win. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll just do that. 2 points. All right, clip 10.
Chris. Bills, Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my jam. Ooh, I love that song.
So the winner is Chris Sapphire.
Yay!
I feel like this is rigged.
You get a month, free month of colonics.
You get a free month of Netflix and chill.
But without the chill.
The bathhouse.
And while you're getting a colonic?
Netflix and chill at the colonic clinic.
Netflix and colonics.
This is the best of MZ.